What if you could step into your favorite TV show? Fight zombies with The Walking Dead. Enjoy a donut with Homer Simpson. That's exactly what the big studios and networks are trying to achieve with elaborate displays at conventions like the recently wrapped Comic-Con. NPR's Petra Mayer was at the convention and takes us into the world of immersive marketing.
We're here on the show floor, walking you guys through The Last Ship. It's a show on TNT in this basically two-story tall ship in the middle of the convention centers.
Brad Hajard is the creative director for the marketing firm Brand Connections. We're standing in front of the TNT Networks area on the convention floor. Anywhere else, this would just be a booth, with maybe a fancy backdrop. Here, Brand Connections has built a replica ship that you can walk through, aimed at making the show's fans feel like they're really on board. Unlike, say, a Universal Studios ride, this is ephemeral. It's here for the week and then gone. But you can think of it as kind of a pop-up theme park with all the details you'd expect.
So you're going to see we've got literally like all the kind of control centers right here. Everything's lit up, knobs you can turn, all kind of stuff.
Next to the control panel sits a set of bulky Oculus Rift virtual reality headsets. Brad's team strapped one onto my head, clapped earphones over my ears, and suddenly I was somewhere else.
You've got a trigger right back here to shoot. And you could actually look around with the headpiece, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Turn your head left.
Green arrow.
Turn your head right.
Full disclosure, Oculus Rift is not for the faint of stomach, like me. But Kendall Whitehouse says virtual reality is the latest thing. He's the technology and media editor for Knowledge at Wharton, the business school's online journal.
One of the things that's characteristic of Comic-Con, the people that come here want something they're not going to get elsewhere.
Like the chance to try cutting-edge technology that won't be in your living room anytime soon. But here's the question. Installations like The Last Ship can cost anywhere from $250,000 to $1 million. Isn't that a lot of money to spend on people who are already fans? Whitehouse says yes, but
if you check the Twitter feed of some of these folks, it's not uncommon for some of them to have thousands and thousands of followers. So, yes, they may be preaching to the choir, but I think they hope it's an influential choir.
Immersive marketing is a pretty new phenomenon. Networks and studios are the ones who can afford it, and they've been building this kind of outsized presence over the past 7 or 8 years. Improving technology helps too, particularly the virtual reality, according to Brand Connections' Brad Hajard.
It's finally accessible. It's finally at a kind of quality level from an experience standpoint that is worth investing in.
Just 3 years ago, he says, it was unusual to find an installation as big as The Last Ship. Now, when you look around the convention floor, displays tower to the ceiling in every direction. There's a kind of an arms race among companies to see who can put on the most spectacular show. And outside the convention center, things get even bigger. The Walking Dead has filled the local ballpark with zombies. There's a block-long obstacle course dedicated to the video game Assassin's Creed, and the cable network Adult Swim has a miniature carnival set up by the water, complete with a giant dome that may look familiar to fans of the cartoon Aqua Teen Hunger Force. All right, I'm looking at a giant inflatable meat wad, and I'm about to walk inside it, which is going to be very exciting. Yes, it's a giant anthropomorphic lump of ground meat. And inside, it's blessedly air-conditioned and packed with people looking up at a planetarium-style projection.
Greetings, and welcome to the Meat Wad Full Dome Experience.
Amantha Walden is the Senior Director of Events for the Adult Swim Network, which produces Aqua Teen Hunger Force. She says the dome took a year to design and build, mostly because programming the video was a challenge.
What's being done in this format is planetarium shows and that sort of thing, so it's a little bit difficult to find anyone who understands what you just saw.
Adult Swim has been at Comic-Con for 8 years, but they've only been running the carnival for 3. And this is the only place you're going to see Meatwad, partly because this is the only place there's room for him.
This doesn't go out on tour, this isn't on television. And so that's really, I think, was our goal this year, was to create something that was for our fans to connect with us and connect with each other here.
So really, immersive marketing is as much a once-a-year treat for fans as it is an actual advertising campaign, even though hardcore fans may still find something new. Fans like Alma Perez and Leticia Valdez from San Diego, who say they love the network.
Well, actually, I found out about some new shows just by coming here, so I'm going to like check out some of the new stuff that Adult Swim has.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm telling other people who are not familiar with this, like, hey, you know, come check it out.
But they say the best thing about the Meatwad Full Dome experience was the air conditioning. Petra Mayer, NPR News.
We don't run out of
lobster, and here we got five more groups coming through.